Hello folks, I'm John Myrie and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Noah Galito. And then lastly, we talk with pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl about how to power some of your high-tech electronics both on the ice and on the water. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording down with Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Jarrett McCarthy in here this morning. Jarrett, good morning, and good to have you on the show here.
Good to be back. Good morning, John.
Jarrett, we're talking about the fishing, and the fishing season, the open water season, is wrapping up here. There's still going to be guys out there, and there's some good fishing out there.
There really is. You know, it's a time of year when the water's starting to cool off, and those fish have the mindset to go out and start feeding and getting ready for winter.
You know, and a lot of these fish are making eggs for next year, so they got to put on some extra protein for that, too, I think.
Absolutely. Yep. They have the mind to bite right now.
Talk about muskies first. There's still quite a few people out, I've noticed, over the last weekend or so, as we're recording this, that were out muskie fishing. A lot of guys dragging suckers out there.
Absolutely. And we're seeing those same people that are coming through the shop selling a lot of muskie suckers right now. There's still plenty of guys throwing baits. But, you know, as the weather cools down more and more, it becomes a lot more favorable on the hands to drag muskie suckers than it is to cast.
That or trolling. And I don't know what the availability is on suckers. It seems to be pretty good this year.
And, you know, it's day by day or what have you. You know, at the moment, we're sitting pretty good. It just depends on what they're hitting on. You know, if we're getting a run of medium suckers or what have you, they sell it real fast. Or if a couple guys get them on larges, they go real fast. So either way, we've got suckers here for you.
I can attest the fact that they're very healthy suckers, because I just caught a fish last night on one that I had in my live well for 2 days after I dragged him around another lake the day before.
Absolutely. You know, some of the suckers that we have on here are chasing the muskies around, not the other way around.
Pretty healthy suckers. As far as the other baits, you know, jigging around structure will work for them too, like fuzzy dozens and bondy baits, that type of stuff. And trolling is an option that a lot of guys here haven't tried yet for muskies late in the fall.
Yeah, a lot of guys to the area are still fairly new with trolling, whether that be, you know, in the summer with walleyes or what have you, or in the winter or in the fall with walleyes or what, or muskies, pardon me. But yeah, it's a great way to cover water and look for those really active fish and, you know, keep your hands warm and troll big baits.
Big baits, and try to get them down around the structure if you can. If you're around rocks, you can even make contact with the rocks a little bit. That's what they do up in the northern Minnesota, Canada. Try to get them bouncing off the rocks to trigger a strike. But, you know, the fish will hit plugs all the way up till freeze up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got a good bite window lined up here.
Talk about walleyes. There'll be a few guys out after walleyes yet. In that walleye bite, it will be really good right before the ice up and right after ice up.
Absolutely. A lot of those walleyes will be headed up for that that shallower weed line. They'll be following the panfish up into those skinny waters looking for what's left of the weed life up there. So, you know, as we get closer to ice up, you know, a lot of those reaction baits, those jerk baits and what have you, just kind of pitching them into shallow water. And, you know, when I say shallow water, you know, you could have fish in as skinny a water as a foot, you know, and that'll go all the way through, you know, early ice up or what have you. But yeah, walleye traditionally gets really good end November, beginning of December. Fishing will be really good.
You bet. And pan fishing too. The panfish tend to move water a little bit deeper though, but they'll come shallow for a while and then they'll go back deep.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag right there. You'll have some panfish that'll be, you know, already stationed out in the basin. They'll kind of hang out there. There'll be a handful of them that'll come up on those weed lines and they'll eat what's left of the bug life and the weeds or what have you. And then as soon as the shallows start to lose their oxygen, they'll head out to deep water for the winter.
You bet. Yeah, I know there's still some guys out there are doing some bass fishing. The bass fishing actually is pretty good, especially for smallmouth bass, right late in the season.
It really is. A lot of guys that are out there, they're getting them on jigs and they're getting them on slip hours right now. But walleye and northern suckers, you know, are the ticket right now. Some of those big fish are looking for a big meal, so, you know, big live baits work.
Ice fishing stuff. You're starting to put together the ice fishing stuff already.
Absolutely. You know, we got tip-ups and tracks and augers going up already. Got some awesome prices on some augers. You know, obviously, come down and grab a shack from us. It's ice ready. We'll put it together for you and, you know, add in whatever kind of accessories you need. But, yeah, ice fishing will be here in the blink of an eye this year.
You know, and ice fishing, too, has changed a lot, Jared. I mean, it used to be you got cold out there. Now you can actually go out there and stay warm. The shelters have got even the tent shelters are insulated now, and you've got, you know, portable heaters, and you got really warm clothing gear. There's just, I could go on and on.
Yeah, and, you know, even to an extent, last year I was watching, you know, some of my guys on YouTube, they're doing camping out on the ice now. You take one of your shacks out there and you get everything lined up to cook out on the ice, to sleep out on the ice. And, you know, some of the bites that we have around here with walleye early and, you know, midwinter, what have you, it makes it a very unique experience to go out and set up like you would be in the middle of the woods just to go out and fish all night.
As far as other gear and equipment, you're pretty much geared up here for everybody for the fall yet. You got suckers, you got musky baits, you got walleye stuff, and you're going to have a lot of stuff for hunting and for the ice fishing year.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything going on right now. We didn't put anything away from the summer, so if you're still looking to come in and grab a couple lures, odds and ends, you know, rods, reels, baits, or what have you, they're here. If you're looking to get a head start on the upcoming ice season, we're here for you, too. We've got everything going up on shelf right now.
You guys still do the service, the tip-up thing, too? Or?
Absolutely, yep. If you're looking to have your beaver dam serviced or what have you, if you need new lube, if you need a new assembly, if, you know, new flags, anything like that, come on in. We've got most of the stuff in-house here. Whatever we don't have for you, we'll order it.
Jared, a lot of great information, as usual, from you, and good to have you on the show here this week, and I hope you have a good rest of the week here.
Yep, thanks for having me again, John.
And thank you. Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Noah Galletto. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, as we wrap up the open water fishing season for the year, on this week's show, we have some great late season fishing tips for you from fishing guide Noah Glitto. Noah, good to have you on the show here.
Good to have you.
You know, let's talk a little bit about late fall fishing. I mean, there's some guys that have quit. They went into the hunting season right now and they concentrate on hunting. But, you know, that late fall right up till freeze up can be a real good time to be out there for just about all kinds of fish.
You can be some of the best fishing you'll ever have in this late fall condition. Some of those big fish want to bite. Sometimes you get crazy bites, one after another at every cast.
You know, the muskie guys know that, and they're out there quite a bit. And there'll be guys after big muskies clear till freeze up. I know I used to fish right up until the absolute day before the lake froze.
Yep, that's how it is. It's the same thing as hunting for that big buck, waiting for that big buck. You're just fishing for some of those big fish that won't bite all year, but right now is the time to get them.
But let's talk about smaller fish. I mean, you got crappies for number one. Crappies are... Actually, it's a good time to be out there if you're planning on ice fishing because you find out what the area of the lake these fish are kind of concentrated in a lot quicker through, from a boat, and they'll probably be in that same place after the lakes freeze up.
A lot of the areas you're going to find those crappies congregated right now, or well, you'll find them most of the ice season, early ice, late ice, those kind of areas, and they really start to group up. They really start to congregate in certain areas, and they're pretty easy to catch once you find them.
Good time of the year to get out there with the boat and make yourself some GPS waypoints, find yourself some spots for winter fishing because we use the electronics in the summer and the winter both now.
Yep, a lot of guys right now are using their maps ice fishing to find the pinpoint, the exact spot they found in the summer and go find that certain rock or that certain log or a certain weed spot somewhere that they know and they can get right on it perfect with their GPS on their fish finders now. And it's a perfect time to go out there and find where the fish are, mark them down, keep track of them, and go catch them in the winter.
You know, and the crappies, I'll kind of caution people, if you do find them deeper than a little over 20 feet, you'd be aware of that if you're catching a bunch of small ones. A lot of times they have that burial trauma, even the crappies. You don't know bulging up like you do with the walleyes, but you'll still have a high mortality catching them 25 to 30 feet down.
Yep, if you're seeing them that deep, you really want to take it slow when you bring them up. You don't want to horse them in right away. You got to kind of let them travel through the water column slowly so that they can make the adjustments naturally. And if you do have one that you catch out real deep and he's starting to struggle, sometimes don't let him go nice. Kind of give him a good push. Kind of almost hit him on the water and they kind of wake up a little bit and they'll swim down. Sometimes they end up coming back up. Sometimes they don't. But that's a good way to try to recover a fish.
I've seen that and I've done that same thing myself where you kind of inject them into the water. But if you're catching a bunch of smaller ones, the best idea is to go find some shallower fish.
Yeah, go find some other fish to catch. I mean, it's a limited resource. Yes, there is a lot of fish. It almost seems like it's infinite, but it's a limited resource. We got to protect our resource if we want our kids to continue doing what we're doing.
And even more limited resource is the walleye fishery. And the same thing holds true with walleyes. You could catch them. I've caught them 70 feet down on a jig. But most every one of those fish is going to have barrier trauma. They blow up. Their air bladder comes out, sticks out their mouth even, you know. And if you're catching a bunch of small ones, you're releasing a bunch of dead fish if you try to catch and release. So basically, go find the smaller or the shallower fish if you can, because there are some fish up shallow, too, at that time of the year.
There's going to be fish shallow. There's going to be fish deep. If you're continually targeting some of those fish and those deeper fish and they're not surviving on you, it's a great idea to go look for something else.
You know, and the good point on that, if you're dealing with clear water, you can catch those deeper fish during almost any time during the daylight hours because of the light conditions down there. But the fish that are up shallow, they may not go until close to evening, which is common with the walleyes even in the summertime.
Yep, you can definitely find some of those fish shallower this time of year, that 8 to 12 foot range. Pretty easy to target if you find them. You can typically catch the limit pretty easy. You just got to fish. And sometimes it's only a half an hour that they want to bite those shallower fish due to the light conditions, due to water temperature, due to whatever mood they're in, whatever's causing them to want to only eat certain time of the day. You find out what time of day that is and where they're at, and you'll get them.
And the other option is trying to get a reactive bite by trolling for them. If you could troll, that's more of a reaction bite than it is something or eating something or feeding. And you cover a lot of water, like trolling lead core line is one good example, and you can usually catch fish in the fall.
Trolling's great. I don't do a lot of trolling. What works good for me is I'll throw on like a 3-inch paddle tail, and I'll just slow wind it over different areas, sand flats, weed areas, weed edge, and some rock transition into mud or something, and cover some water that way. If you're interested in looking for some reactive bites that, and you're not really into a trolling presentation, like I don't like to troll.
Good option too, late in the fall, is big smallmouth, and they get big.
Big smallmouth. Now we're talking what I like.
You bet. Okay, let's get some tips for people. Where are they going to start looking for those smallmouth?
Some of those smallmouth you can find shallow rocks. You can find them shallow rocks hunting bait fish, but you can also find them looking for timber. So if you find an area with timber, you know, log in the water or a busted up crib, you'll find out some of those big smallmouth tend to hang out by some of that wood. That wood structure that holds a little bit of heat, they like to hang out by it. It's easy for them to sit up next to it and wait for something to swim by, and then they'll just come hammer it. But you can also, this time of year, start looking for those wintering patterns, some of those deeper rock. We're looking at, you know, 28 to 35 foot rock near deep water. That's a good area to target some big smallmouth this time of year. And the same thing goes, I mean, smallmouth, you don't have the barotrauma as much because they fight a lot more. But you still got to be careful with some of those fish.
You know, and a smallmouth, typically, that when you get in that late fall period before freeze-up, a good-sized sucker minnow is probably your best bet for bait, I think.
Live bait works very good for some of those fish that are sitting around cribs or even in some of those deeper water areas, just letting a slow sucker fall presentation. But you do have to be careful with the smallmouth. They will take a bait and you won't feel them. And if they swallow that hook into their stomach and you set the hook on them, they're likely to not survive.
Well, that's why I always tell people is don't use a single hook presentation. Always use it on a jig, because that jig is far less likely to get ingested down deeper. You seem to hook in the roof of the mouth of the jig.
Yep, you want to make sure you've got a tight line so you know when they bite it. You don't want to have slack line. Slack line kills fish on when you're fishing those suckers.
Well, Noah, a lot of good information there for fall fishing. You want to give out some information. Anybody's interested in your guide services, and you also offer instruction and stuff on electronics too, just like I do there.
Yeah, I've been teaching a little bit about how side imaging works, how you can set up your graphs to optimize, you know, your time on the water. You know, if you only get so many hours of fish, you want to make sure you're making the most out of it. So I'm trying to teach people how to run this equipment. And there's a lot of new expensive equipment. We're talking side scan. We're talking down scan. We're talking live imaging. We're talking 360 imaging. We've got all this new stuff, and a lot of guys don't know how to use it yet. And if you maximize your time on the water by using it to its most, you know, optimally using it, you'll catch more fish.
And if you need information, how do they get a hold of you?
You can find me on Grand Pines website, Grand Pines Resort, on the guide team, and you can give me a text or call at 612-616-6287.
Well, thank you for coming on here.
Thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we need to get another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. And when we come back, we'll be talking to pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosdahl again. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, over the years I've been a fishing guide, I've seen a lot of changes in the equipment and the boats and everything we do out there. And on this part of the show, we're talking to pro angler and fishing guide Brawl Brosdahl about just how to power some of that equipment we've got out there when we're using all the electronics, both on the water and on the ice. Bro, we're going to talk a little about technology and stuff, but, you know, the more stuff we put on the boat nowadays, there's so many things on the boat, we seem to, a lot of times, start running out of battery power, and there's some new technology out there that it's actually cost-effective in the long run going to some of these new lithium batteries.
Absolutely, and my advice to everybody out there, never run your graphs or all your stuff on the starting battery. Your starting battery should be just for the motor. And so I have an Amped Outdoors 12-volt, 160-amp-hour battery that runs my whole Humminbird network. So it's a one-boat network, but it's all hooked to Amped Outdoor battery, 12-volt, 160-amp-hour. And those guys, they know their stuff. If you look on their websites, they have a chart for everything. They'll help you along the way. And they're really positive. These guys have the best customer service. So that's why I chose them. And then for your starting battery, always go with a probably AGM battery. And then if you're going to have Talons, you could hook them on that. So two AGM batteries just to make sure, or one. Doesn't matter what your boat is, never hook your electronics up to your starting battery.
And there is a difference in lithium batteries, too. I mean, I've dug into this pretty good, and a lithium battery is not just a lithium battery. There's a lot more things to it than that, and Matt out there at Amp Batteries really kind of knows his stuff when it comes to that.
Oh, he does, and it's great customer service. But, you know, for my Minn Kota trolling motors, it's a 36-volt trolling motor, and now they have a battery that's 36 volts. I have a 50 amp hour trolling motor battery, and I got two of them paralleled, so it becomes 100 amp hour, and that is amazing. I could use that battery spot lock on high numbers all day long. If you're perch fishing on the flats, crappie fishing, or walleye fishing, spot lock really could drain your battery. If you're using any other batteries, you're going to go home early with this all day long in gale force winds. I've been out on Winnie Leech casts in 10 to 15s with some gusts all day long, and I need that for my guide service.
Well, you know, a 100-amp-hour battery is not a 100-amp-hour battery with the difference between lithium and lead acid, because the specs I've seen is that you get 50 to 70% of actual use out of a lead acid or a sealed battery, where a lithium, good quality lithium, like the Amped battery, will run almost 100% of, if it says it's 100 amp hour, you're going to get 100 amp hours out of it, not 50 or 60 or 70.
That's amazing too. That's one of the things, and I'm going into my 30th year next year of guiding, and I got to say, I've always had battery issues by the end of the year. You know, you use them nonstop, and Amped Outdoors has really made my life easier, and they understand, and they're looking to kind of find the best of everything we can do. And so for my trolling motor and for all my graphs, Matt told me, hey, you gotta run different battery to start your motor. And then so you have a designated battery for all your graphs, and you have a designated battery for your trolling motors or two, and you're set. And the price has come way down. You know, it's an investment, but for me, it's so important because I don't have any off days anymore. Everything works, and their stuff is really 100%. It just goes.
Well, I'm going to look at probably going to the amped batteries for my trolling motors too, because the last two trips out, I actually ran out of juice by the end of the day. My batteries are 2 years old, the sealed lead acid batteries, and they're at end of life, basically. I'm going to need to replace them one way or the other. But, you know, the batteries, the weight savings alone is tremendous between going to lithium batteries and going to...
Instead of 80 pounds, you're going to 30 pounds. And the 36-volt designated battery, two of them in parallel, I could run all day. You know, there's a lot of energy being used. When you're spot-locked in big winds, because it's really working it hard, it's unbelievable. I could never have fished like this in my life. And so you can fish longer, you can go farther, and you catch more fish. And I'm really happy to have met Matt from Amped.
Yeah, their website, I believe, is ampedoutdoors.com, I think.
Yeah, and just great people and, you know, good old Americana. And make sure to check them out. If you love to fish, if that's your passion, you don't want wind to ruin your day.
It's amazing how our boats and stuff have changed over the years. You know, it's just unbelievable. When I started guiding, it was with a, you know, 15-horse motor and a 16-foot boat and, you know, a very basic fish locator. And, you know, here I am 40 years later, and you're running around in a boat that's just, you know, amazing. I like my boat. I counted it up the other day. There's 7 GPS sources in it and 2 Ethernet systems in it.
I have the same. I have 2 Ethernets. I have, 2 15-inch screens up front. I have 2 12 inches in the back. And I have 2 Megalives, 2 15-foot Talons. And it's a lot of stuff. And so I need a small power plant to make it happen. And it's the amp batteries. And what I like about it is they're local. They're right on the border between Minnesota and Wisconsin, and so you can get your stuff fast, and it's pretty cool. And you can go online and look at the charts. They have all different, it doesn't matter which graph you use or which motor, they have a chart to tell you how long it's going to last. So there's no surprises.
You know, and we got to have equipment that works and stays working, and the more time you spend on the water, the more you enjoy it.
I don't dim my graphs either. You know, I dim them when I used lead acid batteries or AGMs. I don't dim them now. I leave them bright so everybody can see what's going on. And that's really cool.
You bet.
And so I'm really happy to have lithium batteries. And I can't wait to see what comes next.
Well, bro, I know. Are you going to be having bro roadshow stuff for your coming up for the ice fishing stuff this year?
Absolutely. We're going to do the Bro Roadshow in November and December. We started in October last year. It was a little bit early, and can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be fun. We're going to try to pick good topics and keep it going. It's fun because I get to see everybody on those nights. And so we're going to pick that up in November and December and keep it timely, topics good, and some good advice what's going on.
Well, bro, anybody wants information on that, when you'll be having that, or on your guide service over there, how do they find information?
Just go to brosguideservice.com, and if you want to check out what's going on, go to Brian Brostall Promotions, and just look up the stuff here. You can follow what I'm doing every day.
Well, thanks a lot, bro, for coming on here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Everybody, get out and have fun, go fishing, and enjoy these great resources.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.